Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't want to waste any time in bringing in the guy that told me we can talk about the Braves at 8:20 tomorrow last night. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, you're our very own 92.9 Braves reporter and insider and host of From the Diamond. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm sure we're going to get into how the Braves are doing, which is probably not quite as well or peaceful.
Yeah, it's not fun to relive everything that went down yesterday. So let me just start with the flight that the Braves took yesterday out west after that 11-10 loss yesterday to the Diamondbacks. How long and difficult do you think that flight was for them?
I would say that's probably going to be right up there with quietest flights that you have this season. I mean, everybody, I think, in the baseball world can appreciate and respect that, hey, there's another game tomorrow. But some of them are going to stick with you a little bit more than others. And when you got inside the, I don't know, the statistical disappointment that went into that, the improbability factor, I know you guys have been talking about that this morning. I mean, the Braves had won 766 consecutive games in which they carried a 6-run or bigger lead into the ninth inning. It just seems like a fait accompli, something that should just work itself out for you. That should be in the win column. The last time they lost one was 1973. Willie Mays was playing for the Mets and got the go-ahead hit. So it's been a minute since the Braves have gone through something like this, statistically speaking, in the ninth inning. But I think this is just kind of the latest and greatest in the things that, if it can go wrong, it is going wrong right now for this club. So they've got a lot to sort out. And they're not going to solve it all on the flight, certainly, but they're going to have to start playing a better brand of baseball, and they're going to need to do it pretty quick.
Yeah, Grant, I mean, you know, you start with you DFA blew it, and you put Hernandez on the IL. You bring up Dodd and Kimbrel, but The bullpen hasn't been terrible, but it hasn't been great either. And it reared its ugly head yesterday when Blewett gave up those runs and then Iglesias. How are they going to handle the back end of games moving forward? Because I don't think Kimbrel's a closer anymore. And I also don't even know if he can go back-to-back days, a lot anymore. He didn't do it very much in the minors. So how is the back end of this bullpen going to look, provided they score runs to be in a lead late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll be fine ultimately going back-to-back games. I don't think they wanted to do it too much on his way up, but just to prove that, hey, we're kind of to that point. And I think he is now, but early on, he certainly was not. And you know, there is a realistic discussion about what Craig Kimbrel is now and what he's no longer. But when you look at how the Braves bullpen, as currently constructed, is having some trouble with late leads, it really points back to the winter and losing Joe Jimenez and not having a replacement for him, no longer having A.J. Minter, who, as I said, I know is out for the season with the Mets, so maybe he wouldn't be helping you out right now anyway, but you didn't find, I think, proven alternatives to those two very important arms in last year's bullpen. No one knew that Joe Jimenez was pitching through a knee injury that was as bad as it was, and that's why he's to the point this year where he may not pitch, but you knew that this absence was there for the majority of the winter and still got nothing really done with that as far as relief help is concerned. Now, nobody could have looked at Raisel Iglesias coming off last year and said, you know what? He is going to be so unreliable next season that it's going to throw the entire bullpen into disarray. But that's kind of where they are at this point. You throw in losing Deisbel Hernandez, who has had some ups and downs, but obviously a ton of upside. That's just another one. So now you're trying to mix and match and fill holes, and that's just not where you want to be with a bullpen. I know that Alex has rebuilt it before at the trade deadline, but while there may be a whole bunch of guys out there that you can pick up, I think it's probably one of the more least fun exercises he's done. But all of that comes back to the first part, which is when you score runs, you should win these games, but are you scoring runs at the rate you should? And the answer to that remains no. And that may sound weird the day after they scored 10. It wasn't the fault of the offense, but by and large, when you're 9-16 in one-run games, there is a larger problem with what you're doing offensively, or more to the point, what you're not doing.
He is Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Grant, I know everybody wants a pound of flesh here. I don't think they're going to get it, nor do I actually think it's the right move. But how would you characterize Brian Snitker's status as far as being fired? Less than 0-0 or just slightly above 0?
I mean, I would say it's right at 0-0. I don't expect that move, and I don't think that it's just as simple as, well, the manager is not saying the right things to get them to play better. I mean, if it needed to be said at this point, I feel like it probably has been said. Now, it may not have been the performative Lou Brown major league speech. It may not have involved a lot of screaming and yelling and throwing of things, but that doesn't really motivate, I don't think, millionaire athletes. They just kind of tune you out. But I also feel like, you know, the respect level that Brian Snitker has inside the game and has built over a 49-year career, as all of that with Atlanta, I just don't see that as being the thing that is the problem for the Braves, the thing that's stopping them from hitting, the thing that's, you know, keeping them from being able to be consistent the way that they have been, by and large, under his leadership for the last, 7 years. So there's a lot of individual performance factors that are in here, and nothing is more glaring than what's not happening offensively speaking. And I just can't look at the manager and say, you know, when they brought together this great young core of guys in their late 20s and early 30s, that should be in the prime of their career, and you had them stop hitting, why did you do that? He certainly didn't. But for whatever reason, it's happened, it's happening, and they need to solve that. And I don't know what the answers are, and more to the point, and more unfortunately, they are still searching for the answers.
Grant, what do you think is going on with Raisel Iglesias? I mean, you know that's my guy, but he's just not showing up the way we've normally seen him show up.
No, it's not. And, you know, I'm kind of one of those longer leash with your proven players, you know, personalities. That's kind of how I go about it, is eventually they'll do the things that they're accustomed to doing. But, you know, the regression can come very quickly in the bullpen. There's a lot of volatility with that. But typically, you just don't see it as bad as this has been for Raisel. I mean, he's already had to scrap a pitch. He's not throwing the slider anymore because of the home run problem. And now, even with a good sinker, a fastball, and a changeup, he wasn't able to get through the Arizona Diamondbacks and secure that win. And just two outs was all he needed to get. I mean, it was one out and bases clear and a 6-run lead, and the Braves somehow lost that game. That's not all on Raisel Iglesias. I don't think he should have had to pitch in that game is probably something that we should at least consider. But the fact that that's your high-leverage guy and that's your answer at this point, I think you may have to reassess that and at least give him a bit of a mental break. Not a full-on demotion, not just, hey, he's never getting another save chance, because I think you're going to need him to play a bigger role at some point based on what I talked about was a numbers game that is not in the Braves' favor out there for reliable relievers. Craig Kimbrell he's fifth all-time in saves, right? Maybe they look to him to at least share some of that burden. It may not be the Craig Kimbrell of old, but they've got to try something at this point. I don't think they can just look at Raisel and say, he'll get it going. We'll keep putting him in close games. I think that at this point, they've at least got to assess sharing those duties.
Grant, I don't want to call people out on this show, but someone on this show that doesn't think that Spencer Strider will ever hit 99 miles an hour again. I don't know if he will or not, but I think it's too early to tell what he is or isn't right now. I mean, what is going on with him? Is it a confidence issue more than anything? Because he's very hard on himself, especially if you hear his post-game interviews. What I don't even know even how to ask the question with Strider anymore of what should we expect moving forward from him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, so when will Spencer Strider be Spencer Strider again? I guess is kind of the question. And
yeah.
I think it is a work in progress. And whether or not he throws 99 or 100 miles an hour, you don't have to throw that hard to get outs. It certainly helps, but it's what you do with it. And I just don't think he has had the command and the life on the fastball to be able to put it where he wants to in order, because you can get outs at 95, 96, which is where he is right now. I think he'll tick up in velocity as he gets more innings under his belt. Whether or not he approaches his old norms, I think is kind of an irrelevant question. If he gets there, great. If he doesn't, he can still have success. But he hasn't really been able to not only command his fastball and put it where he would like to. He has had kind of, I'd say, an erratic slider. And he's trying to mix and put some other pitches into that, I think, as much as anything, to compensate for knowing that he's not at the full, level of his powers, I guess. And that, again, is a work in progress. I think as he goes along and gets more innings, he will get better. But that's just one of the things that you look at with a struggling club and say, it's not ideal to have a guy that we need to help us that's still working through it and just isn't reliable every fifth day right now, and nobody knows it more than him. You heard the comments. It's difficult to listen to. Obviously, it's difficult to watch at times, but he's going to have to get those innings if he wants to get it sorted out, and I believe he will.
Clarification, what I said was he's not the same guy and he doesn't hit 99 anymore. I didn't say we'd never do
well,
it again.
Well, that's true.
But,
no, that's what you said. You said never. Allie heard it.
He is not the same guy that he was pre-surgery, obviously.
No.
And to your point, he's got to relearn how to pitch because the fastball isn't what it used to be. And, look, I mean, he's got to figure it out fast, though, because they need him, especially with Smith-Shawver now down. They need another reliable arm in that rotation.
Yeah, they do. And this is kind of one of the other things where you look at where the Braves were a year ago in rotation. They lost 340 innings between Max Fried and Charlie Morton. I think we've all seen what Fried is doing over in New York. He got a nice big contract that I don't think the Braves were ever going to give him. So good for him. Charlie Morton's first 6 weeks was a disaster. His last couple of weeks, 3 weeks or more, he started to look like a reliable starting pitcher again. So those are guys you don't have. And I don't know if it'll do us that much good to talk about it. But what was the plan to replace those innings is a valid question. Grant Holmes has been a very important piece of this rotation. I thought if there was anything that maybe Brian Snitker might want to do over with, it was the quick hook with Holmes in the fourth inning. I know he had to sit for a while, and then he started giving up some hits and some runs, but it just felt like that was a very, very quick hook, and that's the kind of thing that feels much more like the postseason when you're like, all right, well, we just can't let this go on anymore. We can't squander a lead, but I can understand it because how many times have the Braves built up a nice giant lead in a game? It doesn't happen too often. It's about once every week or 10 days, it feels like, especially the size of the lead that they had yesterday. But the starting rotation, they've got to find, I think, some help there because the A.J. Smith-Shawver thing, the Spencer Strider still working his way back thing. Any other margin for error is just basically not there for anybody else in that Braves rotation. No one else can struggle, and that's a dangerous place to be.
Well, where can we catch you this weekend on From the Diamond, Grant?
You can catch me right here on 92.9 The Game at 10 a.m. I'll have 2 hours worth of Braves and baseball conversation. No, that is not a threat. I talked to Austin Riley and Eli White. I'll have those interviews on the show and much, much more. That's From the Diamond, 10 to noon on 92.9 The Game. You can find it wherever you get your podcast and on the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.